Hello?
Hello, my name is Adalia Rado. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Is there a registered voter at home I can speak with?
Yes, I am, but I don't give information out on the phone. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Although my phone said political review. Where are you reviewing this from?
Okay. We are an independent research company in Miami, Florida.
No. Just by you saying Florida, I'm not too happy about it. All right? I don't... put it this way, I'm blue state. You're speaking on a blue state.
All right. Well,
you understand Democrats. I don't deal with Republican BS.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Of course. Many years. Okay. I'm born here.
Good. I know it's a long way out, but what are the chances that you will vote in a Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
Excuse me? What did you ask?
I said,
Can you repeat? I know
it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president of the U.S. Senate? Are you almost certain?
First of all, yes, I will. And I'm also very, very well-known, very political activist. So I make sure that everybody votes, you know.
Okay.
So I make sure, especially
yes,
now with this...
I understand.
Everybody should know when to vote in any sense, especially because of now, okay, situation,
yeah.
How it is.
Yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
That is, how you say, whether I am or not, that is not, a question should be asked, just like birthday, social security, and all that.
All right, and... So
that's private,
I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral.
Oh.
So Bob Menendez, what would you grade him off?
As Democrats, we, unlike the Republicans that like to cheat, fail, and now vote, and... If the person is guilty, then they should go to court, whether they are or not. First, they got to be investigated properly because no one is above the law, not including the president. That means ex-president and president. So, therefore, if he did something wrong, they should find out and then see what it is. Now, let me tell you about the Amendment 14. Let me tell you, you're talking to somebody that had worked for the federal government, okay, on three different departments. In different stage, right? So I'm very big, aware of taking an oath that we're supposed to do under the protection of the Constitution. And also the Amendment 14, Article 3, means that anybody, including the President, like Trump, if you violate it, then we, any kind of treason or anything against the government, then they should be fired. Okay?
So... What would be your grade for Bob Menendez?
My grade for Bob Menendez, government have been average and average when it comes to government. But if it's true that he has something to do with the gold, whatever, and find out who it is, whether it's planted or not, then he should be guilty and taken out of the thing. Just like anybody that does any kind of whether it's high crime, you know, white collar crime or anything, they should go to court no matter who they are, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independent.
Yep. What about?
He's done a great job, but he should be out, huh?
What about his son, Rob Menendez?
Well, so far he's new. He has nothing to do. The father should not go sins of the father. So
yeah.
since he's new, we don't know yet what kind of person he is.
Yeah. So he'll be like
Hilton, back in the time, Hilton. Huh?
So like a 50 for him?
Not known for now. We're just looking up for who he is.
Okay. And what about
You know what I'm saying?
What about Ravi Vala?
Like I said, these people are not, something that you could look into, you know, like
not even Tammy Murphy or Stephen Fulop or Joe Biden, Andy Kim, Phil Murphy.
We're talking about majority of them have experience. Joe Biden has not done anything wrong. It's just that he's not too hard. The Republicans don't do it. The new people are coming in as Democrats. We don't know because of their reputation. You know, like they don't have experience or being new. So you cannot judge on that. Now, the old ones like Murphy, yes, you could judge on how he's done. Murphy has done 80-90% of things like that. Majority of the Democrats that been long time knows better, and they know that if they do something wrong, even their own Democrats will attack them and right away out of there. Now the new ones, you got to foresee because it's their first term, second term, so people really don't know their policy versus the ethical behaviors. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now.
Yes, because you're talking to a state, the only exception, that's why I don't like Florida, because it's Republican all the way, and you got two stupid idiots like Trump DeSantis, you know, that taking the rules and rights and civil rights and the constitutions and stuff like that, and taking education away and getting all, instead of real policy, they're doing the, you know, all against women, against gays and straights, against everything, education, the whole nine yards. I don't believe in that. So as long as you say you're from Florida, I shouldn't be so, right away I would have hung up on you, okay? Because
no,
I just don't want to deal with Florida.
When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first
Wait a minute. You say, wait for a federal, you speak Spanish too, because I speak six language. I speak Spanish also, right?
Yeah, but when you hear the name,
okay. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you about Spanish because right away I caught you saying a battle. A lot of the Spanish or something have a very bad idea what socialism and communism is. Okay, so they actually voting against themselves. If you look at Trump, he's gonna do what he says, including some Republicans. They're out to get everything that's immigrant that is not born here out of the country. Which I don't think is right. This country is based in Native American. Immigration. Now they're making an immigration. It's not right. Okay? Because like everybody else, including Spain and Europe and, you know, Eastern Southern Europe and all of that, everybody come here for a better way and to do that. So I don't think it's right. Because even all of them, are immigrants also. They might have a parent or parents that have come into, which is not right. So I believe that a lot of blacks, white, Hispanic, and Asian are voting in the Republican for against them because the first thing they're going to do, and they stated, if you look on the live videos, look at them PBS, Ford, C-SPAN, the first thing that most of people say, we're going to take them all out of here. Everybody, even if you're a citizen, even if you take the green card, they're going to throw you out.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's right. They're going to throw you up because they're hateful to colors and stuff. All they want is a white society.
Yep.
Which is ideology.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
I will not vote for Bob Melendez. I will not vote for him, although I used to, you know, I like this, then until I find out what's correct. Maybe one of them too, until I see their reputation. You know, like know what their experience are, where they come from, what their thinking, their ideology, and then, because, unconscious or no, I don't want no MAGA, you know, MAGA or any idiocracy of them coming into the state that I live in or the state that I work in.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Vala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
like I said, the other two, but not Robert Melendez. Nothing but Robert Melendez until I find out if it was, if it, what he's done is true.
Not even the other two?
The other two, maybe. Like I said, I first, right now, I'm doing some research because right now, you're talking to somebody that I'm an activist. I'm social media and all over the place. So I'm learning to.
And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yes, well, we have. Like, that's what I'm telling you. That's the reason why, because if I didn't know, okay, if I didn't know what was going on, it would have been Bob Melendez, because I know about him. As a matter of fact, I know personally about him, you know, because I grew up with some politicians. I know them. So if he would have, if I would have known, not known that, then I would have, both of them, but based on the case of the so-called what happened, whether it's his wife or him, and this whole thing, if it's true or not, depend on it. You know what I'm saying? I will, that would, because of the crime, you understand what I'm saying? Because, just like Trump done that crime. I know Trump for a very long time. As a matter of fact, I'm from his state, where he was born with, and I know about his crime since 1980s.
Yeah. And if,
you know, Trump had been, let me tell you something, Trump had been in cases since 30 years, 4,075 cases. 4,075 cases in 30 years. He had violated 26 women. Okay? He has taken money from the state, the people, and the government. He had made $160 million in about 20 countries. You see, I know about everything that's going on between Ukraine, the Israel, the documents swell, and all of that. So you're talking to somebody that knows what's going on.
All right. So you're more supportive of Rob Menendez and Bob Menendez, right? Basically.
Half and half. I say I will first investigate, make sure that there's a true investigation of what he does or not. Your concern is about Bob Melendez. I don't know if you guys want to attack him or help him, but what I'm saying, his policy, he has experience. He's not a bad person. Now, I don't know if what he has is a legit, how you say, case or not, with the goal and that and the other, okay? Like I said, now his son, I will give him a chance to politics to do that because he has nothing to do with that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do support the son. But if Bob Melendez come not guilty or something like that, that is not suppressed or it was a lie, then I will support him almost 70-80%. Because his policy, his way of doing things was not crooked about himself. It's about helping people.
Okay.
The Melendez that I know for a long time when he was a mayor, in the state that he was, all the way from when he became mayor to the time he became a Congress, that's no ideal. I mean, he's not a bad person in policy, and he has the experience of government. But this thing that he has,
would you like me to
which
read
has to be fun, that is,
something about Robbie Bala, or no? Or you're not interested in
Robbie Bala? No, I'm interested to know because I want to know who is in the state, in the way I work and when I live, like I said.
Okay, now I want to read you a few more statements about Robbie Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if this statement is accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely for Robbie Bala. Robbie Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Vala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, in quote, in a separate incident. Vala used his
this information that you say, where you got it from? Are you reading them for the news? What this indicated with the courts?
This is this is just like a question I'm asking you, if you are less likely with that or not likely at that at all.
If anything, if it's a true statement, okay, if it's a true statement, not by the newspaper hearsay without evidence. You understand, with solid evidence, whereas it's been going through courts, okay? When you are a lawyer, just like Ali Baba should take her lawyer license out, practice of ethical conduct on the Bar Association, then it's true. If I get, because I could get information, right, under OPRA, which is the Public Information Act, information about Trump, about DeSantis, about all these people, get the information plus their ethical and background experience, you understand? That's easy to find out, okay? That's easy to find out. Most people don't know that. Average people don't, but if you want to know about somebody, okay, not only you Wikipedia them, but you also follow through their information, because you're entitled to know their history. Now, if that was true, then definitely, I don't want corrupted any kind, from mayor all the way to presidential or any staff to be corrupted. I don't care if it's a woman, man, what color they are, Republican or Democrat. I will not vote for them.
Okay.
If it's true, then I won't, but I will investigate it first. Right now, I'm dealing with Trump and all these other people and what's going on with this issue, so I'm more activist. I'm an activist of 70 different types of organizations, so I am out there with the news every time, you know, on social media and the whole nine yards, in politics, so I'm very involved in that. When it's in about a couple of months before June or whatever, I will, you know, research the truth, and then I will take based on the information.
So thinking in a political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm a Democrat, liberal type. I'm very liberal in the sense. I'm very pro-constitution, civil rights, and national base. Everybody has the right and the term to, you know.
All right. And do you currently own your home?
Those information I'm not going to give you. You want to talk about politics, I give you politics the whole nine yards. But I'm telling you that in the state that you're talking to, okay, Eastern state, okay, all the Eastern state, and some of them that is another state, like let's say, the
Republican
state.
Are you current or retired member of labor union?
No, I've been in the labor union.
All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I have just your first name?
Uh-huh.
I say strictly for...
That is all so known.
No? Okay.
So they damage more my social medias and stuff, and so I'm doing what they're still doing. They're trying to figure out who I am, because
no,
I'm always
no.
on social media, and I'm packing on all the other stuff.
Well, thank
you
for
know
your
my,
time.
You will even know, you know. I'm
you
fighting for
interested?
Your right, my rights, and everybody's rights. Put it that way.
Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated in their time in sharing their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended ways. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and
what okay, that depends. When you represent, you seem to be hitting too much on the Democrat section. Are you doing this for the Democrats, or do you just want information from Republicans? Or you're being fair doing both ways?
No, they were just doing, I'm just doing a job, ma'am.
No, I'm saying that Democratic, okay, politics aside, and you're coming from Florida, I feel like the Florida is more Republican made with DeSantis and Trump and all sorts of stuff. They both wanted to be president. But what I'm saying is, it's very difficult, just like the ideology, okay, but in the blue state, you will not be able to turn the blue state red anytime because of the education, the constitution, and the rights that we have, okay, into the ideal, or have the freedom, you understand, the freedom to become whoever you want, everything. Everybody here at one point or another, even the people that are born here, have ascended the immigrant. And if they weren't here, they weren't allowed to be here with the freedom, they won't be able to do that. Now, to have now to go back into the conference, I wish I could talk to you about that more, the conference attitude towards taking, like now, what they're doing in Florida, the education. The abolition. They don't even let Democrats, but they are, how do you say, both, until they change this and they want everybody Republican because they just want to keep the state red. And it's not fair. It's not becoming as it used to be. Now you come to other states, say Chicago, California, New York, New Jersey, Maine, and everything. You will see a totally different situation. You know, it's totally different, a more open-minded situation. Depends where you've been brought up. You understand? And it's hard to change the ideology of anybody, but if people see what's the difference, and not only here in the United States, in other countries where they live, compared to some red state, you will see the difference. People should not be living on fear, especially, you know, upsetting about what they're doing with the educational part, the people with you know, the non-organs and mental, and the women, a lot of millions of women are going to die because of this world situation. Women, religion, part should not be in government, in politics.
Yes. Well, thank you for your time, and we are done here. You have a good rest of the night.
You too. What's your name?
My name is Aralia.
What's your name?
Aralia.
Gabrielo.
Yep.
Thank no, in Spanish, do I have where's that come from? From the, and I will tell you my name and your language. Where are you from?
We're not allowed to discuss this on site, ma'am.
No,
sorry.
You had an accent and you're Spanish or something. I just wanted to know, and I will tell you my name in your language.
Yeah,
like I said, at least you could put my name. I'm talking about first name. First name,
oh,
and I will tell you my name so you can write it down.
Okay, that Adali.
Guillermo?
Adali.
That don't sound Spanish. Filipino?
No. Well, have a good night, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.